Beach Radio.
Hey, how are you? What's going on, bro?
First and foremost, tell us you're okay.
I am good.
Because what we saw last night on the premiere of the 37th season of Survivor looked pretty freaky, man. What happened out there?
Finished up with the immunity challenge, and, you know, we got back on the boat to head back to camp, and being that we were in some cyclones, the seas were in really rough shape, and we went airborne, and I guess I got tossed around inside the boat and ended up being evacuated out.
You know, watching you out there, I know for a fact, everybody knows watching, you wanted to play this game, you wanted to be there, they had to get you medevaced out of the game. Is there ever any opportunity to go get checked out and then, all right, you know what, okay, I'm good, put me back in, or is it the way it is?
Once they take you out, you know, I don't think they can bring you back. I don't think that's ever an option. You know, unfortunately for me, I don't have any recollection from the time the accident happened until I landed in the hospital in Suva.
What was the actual diagnosis of what happened to you, and how long did it take to recover from it?
I had a spinal compression. Compressed the MRSA sacs, the bursa sacs in between your vertebrae. The one in between my second and third vertebrae burst. There's no surgeries that are needed. The wafer, so to speak, should regrow. You know, just some physical therapy and some rehab and you know, get back on my feet, which I have.
This whole season is David versus Goliath. First episode, I mean, it is guns blazing right away with competitions on the actual barge that you guys are heading onto. When you see that going on, you know, minutes into the game, what goes through your mind?
We're cruising in the boats and we're heading towards this thing, and I'm like, wow, man, that's a big fishing boat. That must, you know, maybe they're, you know, crab fishing or whatever. I didn't know what the heck was going on. All of a sudden, it's getting closer. And next thing I know, I'm boarding this monstrosity. And I was like, wow, this is real.
It looked intense.
It was. It was super intense. And then when you climb up aboard, up and over the rail, it's like, yeah, it's about to hit the fan. We're about to get it going right here.
Did you think some of the members on the Goliath tribe really thought, ah, you know, we got this in the can. What about these Davids? Forget these Davids. And then look what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole story. You know, the Goliaths are supposed to be, you know, the giants and, you know, are supposed to crush the little David. But as we found out, that wasn't the case at all. You know, just because, you know, we may look a little different than they do and we may not be as big as they are or as pretty as they are, so to say. We got some brains on our side and, you know, sometimes brains is better than blood.
We're hanging out with Pat from Survivor David versus Goliath. Give me a couple of lines on Christian. Is this guy like a human encyclopedia? Was he a cast member we didn't see in Revenge of the Nerds? Like, this guy's taking that mantra and running with it.
Oh, he's such a nerd, and he embraces it. You may get to see some of it here in future episodes and stuff. This dude is a Class A comic, and let me tell you, he's the life of the tribe, you know? He always had us laughing. Just his dry humor is so damn funny that it's hard not to not like the guy. You know, he's a super nerd and he embraces it. He takes on the term with open arms.
Your fellow castmates on the David tribe, they loved what you're doing for them out there, man, even though some of them may not have shown it right away. You're out there and you're helping build the shelter. It's pouring down rain. I can't even imagine, man.
Oh, the rain was intense. The rain was super intense.
You guys had to put like 5 million palm fronds on top of each other to actually have a roof on the shelter.
Three back-to-back cyclones, and for three, four days straight, it rained anywhere from an inch to 3-4 inches an hour, and all day. Yeah, it made camp life miserable, you know, not having any dry wood to have fire. And obviously, if you don't have fire, you can't cook. We're eating what we can find. And, you know, as you've seen in last night's episode, Davey was an awesome supplier. He got us an octopus. So we had some raw calamari. It was pretty good.
I had never seen that before, man. I had never seen somebody catch an octopus. And somebody else was like, are we allowed to catch this? That was so real, that moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Pat, in your short time out there, who on your tribe, give me two names, and who on the other tribe impressed you the most?
On my tribe, I would have to say Christian. You know, Christian's, he's a super nerd. He solved the slide puzzle in eight seconds. And then come to find out, you know, he wrote algorithms how to solve a slide puzzle. So those are things that you can't script. And I would have to say Carl, because, you know, he's a hardworking guy. You know, he's a trucker. Trucks make the world go round. And without trucking, we don't get food on our tables. We don't get furniture in our houses. You know, trucks make the world go round. And it's a hard job. It's a demanding job. And he embraces it. And from the Goliath tribe, you know, Allison, she's a super athletic girl. She's smart. She's a doctor, first and foremost, you know. I would have to say for the male on the Goliath team, I'd have to say John. You know, he's a WWE wrestler. You know, he's bigger than human eyes. You know, he's a big guy. You can't miss the guy. He's a big guy. Very athletic people out of their tribe that, you know, just stood out.
Pat, final question. If they asked you back for another season, would you have to check it over with friends and family, or are you back on that plane before they can end the sentence?
If they were to ask me to go back today, I'd walk barefoot to Fiji.
Oh, don't get injured again now. And I really hope we get to see you play out the way we would have loved to have seen you play out. I hope you get that second opportunity. You never know. It's happened in the past, so here's hoping, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me.
Beach Radio.